Hello?
Sorry about that. Our calls, the recordings only last 1 hour for the Google Voice. So after 1 hour,
funny,
it cuts off.
Because now you called me from another number. Now you called me from a St. Louis number.
That's odd.
Now it shows me 314.
Oh, yeah. You're on the, I have you on the PC. Originally, my representative transferred you over to me.
Okay.
Yeah. That's strange, though.
It doesn't matter, though. Doesn't matter.
So our direct line and extension, though, I'm going to text it to you so that way you have it. It's 877-635-6225. So let me get that.
So if you can text it.
Yeah, I'll text
but
it to you.
Basically, when it comes to communication, the way we're going to communicate is you guys going to email me and text me and call me, basically, if you need anything.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, you are going to send me a form. I need to fill up the form.
Correct. Yeah, I'm going to get that to you right now.
It's taking too long. Yeah.
It won't be taking long.
By the way, I don't think you know, but I pulled over around 40 minutes ago or something like
that. All right, let's wrap this up then. So the client interview typically takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What would be the best time to interview you?
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Today, surprisingly free. I just have one thing to do.
Okay. What about 3 to 4 today? Will that work?
Yes, that would work.
Okay, that's Mountain Standard Time. I'm going to schedule the interview, and then I will send you an invitation to your email, and I'm going to text you 1 hour before. I'm going to set up a reminder.
So it's a video interview? It's like I need to be in front of my computer?
No, this one's going to be over the phone. And then if we have to do the video verification after this, then they'll let you know and we'll schedule that as well.
Okay, awesome. Just kind of like want to plan my schedule.
Yeah, we try to just push it through on our own means, and then if we have if there's any issues or hang-ups there, then we go to the next step.
Okay.
Doing the video verification. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle, Alex, how did you want to do that?
So, do you guys have any credit card fees?
We do not, no. But we incur like a dollar and something from our merchant processing, but on your end, there's no fees or charges.
So, it doesn't matter if I give you my credit card or something else, right?
No, it won't matter. It'll come out exactly the same amount. It'll be $299.
Yeah, so I'd rather use my business credit card, just easier to write off and easier to track.
Yeah, exactly. I would recommend that too. That's usually the best way to go about it.
Great. Sorry, I'm just pulling over again. I'm parking. I'm actually, it's going to sound stupid, but I'm
no need to apologize.
I drove to the factory where I get the equipment for the garage door. Because I'm looking for a garage door installer, just because it takes a long time, and if I can find someone Latino that can do it for me.
That's a funny way of putting it, but yeah.
I'm trying to be PC.
It's a capitalist country.
That's the way to do it. So I'm going on a hunt, basically. I'm going to hunt one. One thing came out of Biden, let me tell you that.
Yeah, that's the one positive, I guess. I know one of my friends was like, aren't you celebrating with Biden getting sick? And I was like, no, I'm not sick in the head. I don't want him to die.
I think they're lying, though. I think they're lying.
Yeah, yeah. Because prostate is like one of the only ones that's really super treatable and doesn't – and if you treat it properly – which I know that they caught it early. It shouldn't even affect his life expectancy. So
they are lying like they're always doing. But are you ready for the credit card number?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
So it's 5474.
5474.
1517.
1517.
7842.
7842.
8596.
8596. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Yeah, just 1 second. So basically, you're going to charge me $299 every month, and that's it.
That's it, yep. and the first month starts today, so the next bill won't be due until the 19th. I'm also going to go over that again right after this, too.
Okay. Just making sure. So, expiration is October 28th.
Okay.
And security code, 378.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording as added protection, okay? So it's going to outline everything again. All right. So you're on a recorded line here. Alex, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Airduct Experts, LLC.
Okay, and do you want the name to appear with the LLC on it?
Whatever you think is better. Do you think it's better?
I think it looks more professional, but it's really at your own discretion.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I usually say the full business name with customers just because I think it does look nicer.
Okay. I just want to make sure it all matches up, right? Because we can't have any discrepancies.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking here. So I'm going to add the LLC to it. And then it says, can you please state your full name and title within the company?
So first name is Tal, T-A-L. Last name is Lanciano. I also have middle name, H-A-I, Hi.
Mm-hmm.
And the title, owner and operator.
Okay, and just to confirm, you do like to go by the alias name of Alex?
For convenience reasons and anti-Semitism, yes.
Okay. Because I'm going to have it saved under Tal, Alex Lanciano. So that way I put the parentheses in Alex so they know it's a nickname. So they'll always call you Alex from our company unless you ask to be addressed otherwise.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Which account did I provide?
It's a MasterCard ending in 8596.
Yeah, that is me, yeah.
Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't mean that you have to, like, cancel anything that you currently have. But what we want to avoid moving forward is make sure that you're not duplicating any listings. Like, you can't have two of anything. And I don't want you to pay for something we're already doing for you either. Save yourself money.
Okay.
And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It is a month-to-month service. So your first month's payment is going to go through today. It's May 19th of 2025. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. I've left the website on the table for you as an option. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your service. So when the term is... go ahead.
Sorry. So the website is included in the package, right?
Yeah, it's normally a part of the package. I had removed it in order to get the price down, but then I put it back on there. Left the price down, but re-included
it. I really appreciate if you wouldn't mind taking a look on my website, which I don't know how to edit, by the way.
I'm on it right now. Yeah.
So you think I should probably get a new one?
It's not bad, but you did mention to me earlier in the call that you felt it was kind of simple or you might want help with it. And I just wanted to make sure that if you do need help with it or if you want to remodel it, that we could do that for you without having to charge you anything more. I wanted to keep the rate down. So it's really up to you. My personal opinion, I don't think it's bad. I actually like websites that are a little simpler like that. We'd rather them call you than to go through the website looking for all this other information and you not even get an opportunity to sell them in the first place. Because they might see something on the website where they don't like it, they feel like, you know, like I tell guys, don't post the price, because you post the price, they're going to look at that price, and then immediately they're going to go look and see if they can find it cheaper, you know?
No, I agree, 100%.
Yeah, so sometimes simple is good.
I don't like this website because I don't have a way to edit it. I don't know how. So I'm basically like stuck with it. It has the old address. It has like, none of it is, yeah.
Just, interesting. What is it that you're trying to change about it?
The address, I want to have different pictures because the equipment that it showed there is not the equipment I work with. It's not really good for Colorado.
Do you own the domain?
I do. Okay. I think, yeah.
Then yeah, I mean, just let us know. We can create you a whole new site. During that client interview, I've already put it in the account so they know that you're eligible for it. They're not going to ask you for any extra money or anything. They'll just start working on it. But we do want to keep that same domain name, especially if you've had it on like business cards or something else out there.
Yeah.
That way those are still valid. So they'll ask you for access to it. As long as you can provide them access to it, they'll get in there and make the modifications that you're requesting.
And John, my plan is to start with you guys with the air duct. And if I see that in the next month or two or three, it goes well, I want to add the garage door business too.
Right, right. Again, you know, I'm going to put you on a list. I actually already submitted that earlier when we were talking about it as well. So they have to have a garage door opening for the local listings. We could always do like ads or something else, but if you want a local listing like this one for the air duct business, then we have to have a spot open. So they'll reach out to you when we have an opening for garage doors in that area.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but I just put it under your name and number, so they don't actually have the name for it. You said it was Garage Door Experts, though, right?
Yeah, that's an office. That's a DBA, yeah.
Okay, let me add that to it, too. Sorry, and we're still on this recorded line, too.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, but it says the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 19th. It's going to stay in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. As well in the future. Okay. Sorry, I just had to add that last note there for Garage Door Expert.
You are completely fine. You are
okay. Fine. I'm moving. I'm working. All right, good. All right, so I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this goes through, you're going to receive confirmation. So you're going to get a text message that'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. It'll also have that verification form or directions on how to get to the verification form, where it'll ask you for the documents in your tracking system. And then it'll have a username and password for your app, so that way you can access the account dashboard and keep track of everything we're bringing in.
Sounds good.
All right. So once you got those things, then we are basically good to go until our client interview between 3 and 4. So let me know those text messages are coming through.
Nothing yet.
Okay. By the way, if you see some things, like I sent you my direct number and extension in there, but if you see some things that come across as Jazwan, John Hill, that's me as well. I'm kind of like you. I have a really unique name. It's Jazwan, J-A-Z-W-A-N. And then my middle name is John, J-O-H-N. And then my last name, Jazwan John Hill.
Interesting. Is this Asian?
No. No, definitely not. I'm mixed, so I'm half black, half white, actually.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. My dad's from Los Angeles, so African American, and my mom's from Garden Grove, so she's English, Irish, and French.
Well, you know, it's interesting to see how, this year, how many non-white people. Like Jews and Asians and Indians and
going to the right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I actually know a few black people that...
My lineage is pretty wild. On my mom's side, my grandfather, he had passed away in 2018, but he used to be the driver, the chauffeur for President Eisenhower. So he worked at the White House.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was profoundly Republican, profoundly Donald Trump. Like, he basically spent the last years of his life saying, like, whatever happens, like, Trump, you know?
Well, and I understand why. I do. I mean,
yeah, and he was seeing things that we weren't seeing, but, you know, for somebody who's been in the Secret Service and went through all that, and then, you know, getting to his later years, he was just very Trump. So, you know, our family kind of all started leaning that way. And then the more research we did, we realized, like, okay, he was right. He knew what he was talking about.
Oh, I'm sure. It's just interesting how many people, because, you know, like, they like to brand the Republicans as, like, white supremacists, which is such bullshit.
Yeah, it's so...
Okay, I'm not even... I always say, like...
That's how the Democrats, that's how they've been trying to get their votes, is they try to play this race card.
Exactly.
They try to play this race card, like, oh, he's racist, he doesn't like black people, so... And then some black people are so stupid... where they don't have a brain. They don't have a brain. That's what I was telling you earlier. Like, they just watch the news, and then they're so dumb, they ignore all the policies, they don't do any research, they don't do their homework, right? And then they just go, yeah, I'm not going to vote for the racist guy. And then they go vote for this, you know. So, I get
exactly.
It.
The same with the Jews, because so many of us are Democrats. And it's almost like I need to go around the world and protect my people, okay, for the accusation of all of us being Democrats.
History repeats itself, you know, and that's, like, very important.
It's
so hard
now,
And that's the thing, though, is, like, the more people are, like, historians, and the more they know about history in the past, they're going to automatically start leaning right. But if you don't know the history, and you're just living in this modern time and paying attention to your feelings, not using your brain, then you're going to start going left, you know? So it's, there's things you got to watch out for. In order to get to where we are, we have to keep it where we've been. We have to keep things.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just, I'm very calmed down that he won. I was very scared to see Kamala as president. I was sure that
seen communism coming if we kept going left like that. It was just,
I saw another Holocaust.
That's scary. Oh, I got goosebumps.
No, but that's exactly what I saw. She was very out loud sympathizing with terrorists and anti-Americans.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that you know, that all Jews should understand, and we don't, when you know the history, the first one to suffer, to basically, you know, fall down, are the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in Germany. It's the same happened in Germany and Europe. It's the same happened in every society. I mean, there is a reason why we had to live to and live in Israel, because it's not like we could stay anywhere else.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know the history. I've been learning about the history a lot lately, too. I just, all these things, I had no idea how much Jewish people had gone from place to place. Like, I didn't understand that part of history. In my mind, it was always like Jewish people are in Israel. And then now I've been learning, like, oh, you know, there's places where they were built up and then they started falling apart. Like you're saying, you know, they started going and turning against the Jews, and then it happened over and over and over again. Like, all these great societies, once they hit that point, then they started falling down.
Exactly. Yeah. And the problem with the Jews is that we really have short memory. We really do. And I don't know, I'm just so disappointed by my people, to be honest. But I just want to let you know that I got, like, 5 different text messages.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's all the ones we were waiting for. But, you know, I always think, like, with God, when it comes to God and religion, I try not to get so tied into everybody's opinion, because there's extremists in everything. So I think it's okay if you just develop your own relationship with Him and rest in that. then you'll be fine. Don't get so caught up in what everybody else is doing. That's how I survive out here in California, because everybody's all over the place, you know. And if I have these conversations, then can offend people, and you know. So
I just get offended very quickly, you know. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I told you, I really really hate Democrats. I was just in St. Louis 9 days ago, and it was nice to be around Republicans. I mean, you know, the friend I went to see, he's also gay, and he's also Republican. So
yeah.
You see, it's like, it's becoming more and more popular to be gay and Republican.
Yeah, George Washington said on his deathbed that would be the thing that would destroy our country, though, is that two-party system. And that's the thing that I try to not dive too far into, because I know people who are Democrats, and I don't agree with them from a political standpoint, but as human beings, it's like, I still love them. Like, I have a sister who is just like, no matter what I say to her, she has this mindset of like, I'm a black woman in America. Yeah, and I'm like, you're half, and you know, and it's just like,
so what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your color, okay?
It's
way more than that.
Democratic thinking, and I can't be like insensitive to her, and I love her to death, you know. So it's like, we do still got to coexist. I can't just write people off and say, hey, you're a Democrat.
Course,
I hate
course,
you. You know?
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
but
I disagree.
Democrats are doing that. They're doing that.
Oh yeah,
and they are discriminating.
What they do is they trigger people's emotions. They play on the emotion side of it so bad.
By the way, they do the same with the Jews, because they call Trump Nazi, and you know the Jews are not Nazis.
Yep.
I mean, they're doing the same thing. It's basically the way they're dehumanizing Jews is very similar to the way they're dehumanizing African Americans. It's just that I think that the Jews are going to be first in line. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you know what I'm saying, like, we're kind of like first in line every time.
Yeah.
So,
well, one thing for me too, Alex, I'll tell you this, doing this job, I know that the media is controlled, because that's literally what we do, is we control the media that people are seeing when they look up air duct cleaning. Right? So I'm very, I don't like the news, watching the TV, because I know what side runs that. And so, yeah.
When I see
stuff on the TV. So it's like, utilize it to your advantage and be aware of it. Keep being smart about how you do things and how you see the world. But, yeah, I'm always trying to be very careful, too, about why things are happening. I ask why all the time when I see stuff on the news. I never just, like, get emotionally. I go straight into logic.
I'm very emotional, especially after October 7th, lost a few people.
I know, it's scary.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's scary.
It is.
I've had to defend my friends too already, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we've known him our whole life. He's our best friend. He's like the nicest kid ever. And I call him a kid because he's just the nicest guy ever, my friend Chad. And they're the same. It's just crazy to see people turn based off politics. Like, you know this human being, and you're going to disrespect him based off the TV.
And also, like, trying to put context to October 7th and justifying it, I mean, that's just ridiculous. We are not going to justify a woman being raped in the streets of the United States. Why are we willing to do it when it's a Jewish woman?
Yeah.
So... But I do want to go on my hunt and find myself a Latin, fresh off the border, preferably English. Okay, these are the best people if you ask me to do business with.
Yeah,
Google Translate, but they don't charge you much.
Yeah.
So
hey, I'm pro capitalist myself, living out here, you know, and I've done that actually with my lady's family. We've started up a power washing, a gutter business, a painting business. So I have about 3-4 different companies that I use this advertisement for in SoCal to get them jobs. So,
so
they're mine, and they pay me a percentage, but they all work for me.
I'm just in the parking lot, and I see this old Silverado with a guy that I don't think speaks English. I think I'm going to approach there and show him some pictures and use Google Translate.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to do that, because you could always learn,
too.
And that's part of building the relationship, too. If he starts learning from you and he knows he's in a safe space, you can get a real good employee like that, let me tell you.
Exactly. I need him for one project that I have right now.
Never know.
Okay. Yeah. We get a phone call between 3 to 4 p.m. for the kind of like the interview that you mentioned.
Yes. So everything in your agreement in writing there, it says subscription terms. You'll see a link in there. Say like, thank you for choosing in one of the text messages. So you do want to make sure you sign off on the service agreement. But other than that, just look out for the phone call between 3 and 4.
Okay, let me just make sure that I got it.
Yeah, they sent you so many different.
I agree. Types. I certify. I acknowledge this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And click here and put your name. Okay. Yeah. So I'll obviously sign with my AA name.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I didn't read it. It says something about $375. What was that?
$75.
No, it says like something about $375 there, and then I clicked accept, and it disappeared.
Oh, I think that's like if you cancel. That's in like the cancellation, because your monthly charge is $299. That's all you get charged, and all those services are included. If you cancel and you say, hey, you want to keep this stuff, then they just disclose with you, like, we could still provide these services for this price, like towards your website if you want to remodel it, things like that. So it's just a breakdown of it, but it's not like a cancellation fee. Or anything like that. It's not like, oh, you cancel, you owe us that. It's more like, if you cancel our services that I have this agreement set up, but you still want to do this, then that's the rate that they're going to charge you for that, or you can always find somebody else to help you with it.
Okay, got it.
So,
thank you.
You're not going to cancel.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, you'll love it. If you could do anything with HomeAdvisor,
but you guys are actually month-to-month, like,
yeah, that's another thing too. But usually if you're making money, then there's no reason to cancel it. So should be fine.
Exactly. And I usually know how to kind of like match myself to the customers. Customers normally really like me.
Yeah.
Because I talk
You're easy to talk to, for sure. That's a huge quality. Huge quality.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm not easy to be friends with, okay? I'm annoying. But I think that when it comes to business, yes, I am easy to talk to. And, you know, I don't know, if it's like, God forgive me, if it's a dyke, I will know how to speak to the dyke. If it's a redneck, I will know how to speak to the redneck.
You're doing fine with me. You lead with a Republican side of it for somebody who's profoundly hetero. So you're fine. I think you're flexible.
I'm trying to. I think it's just good for business.
Yeah, it is.
Know, be nice, be respectful, and if you hate them, just, you know.
Yeah, that's
fine. You don't need to see them again.
Yeah, it could be separated, you know. Business and personal could always be separated. Like, look at me,
sure.
I do it every day, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm definitely going to try to talk to that guy before he leaves, so.
Okay, all right, well, we're good to go. So, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. Like I said, you already signed off on the subscription terms, so just look out for our call between 3 and 4, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Alex, have a great day.
You too, bye.